Deus in auditorium meum intende. Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Virgin Mary came forth from the root of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Most High came to dwell in her heart. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house," and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces, peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Virgin Mary came forth from the root of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Most High came to dwell in her heart. Today we commemorate the birth of the Virgin Mary. God saw her in her beauty and visited her in her lowliness. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Today we commemorate the birth of the Virgin Mary. God saw her beauty and visited her in her lowliness. Blessed and worthy of our praise is the Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. We celebrate her birth that she might intercede for us before the Lord. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in Him before the world began to be holy and blameless in His sight. He predestined us to be His adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was His will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor He has bestowed on us in His Beloved. In Him and through His blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan He was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in Him, in the heavens and on the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Blessed and worthy of our praise is the Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. We celebrate her birth that she might intercede for us before the Lord. A reading from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans. To the Israelites belonged the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the law-giving, the worship and the promises. Theirs were the patriarchs, and from them came the Messiah. I speak of His human origins. Blessed forever be God, who is over all. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
The Lord is with thee.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Let us commemorate the illustrious birth of the glorious Virgin Mary. For the Lord has looked with favor on His lowly servant. He sent His angel to announce to her that she would conceive the Savior of the world. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Susheipit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini, eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let us commemorate the illustrious birth of the glorious Virgin Mary. For the Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant. He sent his angel to announce to her that she would conceive the Savior of the world. Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask, Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share, body and soul, in your Son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary full of grace. Grant all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the Mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Impart to your servants, we pray, O Lord, the gift of heavenly grace, that the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin may bring deeper peace for those for whom the birth of her Son was the dawning of salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam pertucat aeterna. Amen.
Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te, God.